You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What in the world is trending? Hey, sports-wise, we had some good and some bad. The good, the Nuggets did beat the Bulls last night in Chicago. They are turning right back around, playing again tonight, about 90 miles up the road in Milwaukee. The Avalanche, though, I don't know, didn't take their vitamins yesterday? What's the story? They got blasted by the Sharks 6-2. Now they have to sit there out on the West Coast and just think about it for 48 hours until they play the Sharks again in San Jose tomorrow night. The Rockies have a mental block. The Colorado Rockies baseball team, they have a mental block against the world champion Los Angeles Dodgers. I'd like to dig, maybe once we get into a break, I'm going to dig up to see what their record has been the last couple of years. Again, they can't beat them. They had a spring training game against the Dodgers yesterday, and after six innings, everybody just kind of walked off the field because it was already 10-0 LA.
You just end it.
We don't want to play anymore.
We're done.
I think in the Rockies dugout, they just waved their hands at them and said, it's yours.
We're good. Take it. Done. Let's go get drinks.
Taylor Swift is now taking on Netflix. She's mad because in one of those shows, it's called Jenny in Georgia, one of the other characters, I guess, slighted Taylor Swift. Are you playing the audio again?
I have it, yeah.
What is the... Play the audio from this show.
All right, here you go.
So what, you and Hunter? I'm guessing that's over. What do you care? You go through men faster than Taylor Swift.
Oh snap.
Boy.
Yeah.
So now Taylor Swift is lashing out at Netflix, saying that they are sexist and they are degrading hardworking women. Yeah. I don't know, Tay-Tay, I'm a fan of yours. I like you, but chill out.
You've kind of built your career on love songs and breakup songs, and it's really not a secret.
I don't feel like that was a sexist comment, but maybe I'm wrong.
What do you care? You go through men faster than Taylor Swift.
It was a zinger. It's just a solid zinger.
It was just a joke.
I don't know.
There are people listening right now who are mad at us because we're not mad. So
I'm mad. I'm mad as hell.
Let's move on before we get into more trouble. A new study on healthy eating just came out. Jeremy and I are both trying to be relatively good. Are you eating enough of your fruits and vegetables?
I take them in powder form most of the time. I do. It's this stuff called super greens, and it's full of all sorts of vegetables and stuff.
Yeah, it sounds wonderful.
It's delicious.
Researchers followed the eating habits of more than 100,000 people for 30 years.
That's a long time.
Man, that can't be the most fun job ever.
What'd you eat today? All right, let me write it down.
Another brownie.
More pizza. All right.
The ones who ate at least five servings of fruit and veggies a day live longer. But here's what they found out. There is an upper limit on how much good that does you. And what they found is that the magic formula is three vegetable servings a day and two fruit servings a day. If you eat more than that, thinking, I'm going to be ultra healthy. I'm going to eat five vegetable servings and six fruit servings. They said it doesn't hurt you. But it does you absolutely no more good at all.
Good.
Do your three, do your two. But what they found, the bad news is, only 1 in 10 people have that much produce a day. 90% of Americans aren't getting fruits and vegetables.
See, and that's the thing. That's the big takeaway from this story, is that you actually have to eat at least some fruits and vegetables. The good stuff. It's good for you.
The leafy greens, they are especially pointing out. They say corn and potatoes are not helping you live longer.
Always with the leafy greens.
Leafy dang.
That's the magic pill, man.
I'll tell you, Gretchen puts that in her smoothies with fruit.
That's what's in my super greens.
Yeah.
You'd never
know.
And
when it's churned up into that smoothie with all the strawberries and everything.
Dollop of ice cream.
I can't get mad at that. All right, what else is trending?
Some COVID stuff floating around this morning. They say, according to a new survey, over half of people say that they're actually going to miss some aspects of being locked down in quarantine once the pandemic is over. Tom's got his hand in the air.
I'm raising my hand.
I think I will, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'll miss seeing my wife as much because we had different schedules. You know, I work in the morning, and she was... more so in the evening. She'd get home late, and I'd see her for about an hour, but anymore. She is home when I get home, and it's been great.
See, and I'm the exact opposite. I miss seeing your wife. So,
hey-o, yeah. she's the best. I love her. What else am I going to miss? You know, honestly, when the kids were being, you know, taught at home, it was actually kind of nice because Nicole and I, you step back for a minute and you're like, yeah, this is actually kind of cool. You do get to spend more time with your kids, you know. Mm-hmm. You'll look back on that and kind of cherish those moments that you got to spend more time with the kiddos. Maybe.
I know there are people scoffing at their radio right now, but.
I know some kids are difficult, but speaking of kids, according to a new survey, parents have spent about 59 total hours just cleaning up messes that their kids have made during the pandemic. You start doing the math on that, that's about 2.5 entire days of you wandering around the house, wondering what that sticky stuff is on the floor, picking up laundry, picking up toys. It's true. Kids are slobs. This is a story for Dom. Work is due to start on the world's first space hotel. Space hotel, Dom.
I'm excited.
It starts in 2025. And then operational in 2027, they're hoping.
So we're only 6 years away from a space hotel.
From a vacation in space, essentially. Mm. It's going to be a large circle that's going to rotate to generate artificial gravity.
A wheel.
It's a big old wheel. They said similar to the gravity found on the surface of the moon. So you'll be able to, like, jump down to the bar, you know, like, whee!
So you'll only weigh 1/6 of what you weigh on Earth.
Ooh, there you go. It's going to have features like a cruise ship. So you're going to have themed restaurants, a spa, a movie theater, multiple bars, I'm sure. And then there's going to have all these pods on the outside of the ring where you can stay in them, or companies like NASA can, you know, rent a space to do space experiments. Billionaires will purchase them for private villas. So they said governments might set up shop in a few of these little pods. So that's pretty cool, actually, if you think about it. There's some really neat pictures. I posted a link on our Facebook of, you know, they're computer generated, but they've got like people standing at the window looking at Earth, mm-hmm. you know, as if they were in the hotel, and there's a bed there. And
it'll be the thing for people who want to do the whole mile high club. You'll be like 20 miles high, and people want
to
go up
to space. Why do you
got
to bring it to that level?
Because that's what everybody's thinking.
I didn't think about that once.
You didn't think about getting freaky deaky in low G?
No. How does that work, first of all?
Well.
You float away. Hey, come here. that's kind of funny to think about, honestly.
So when when somebody says, tie me up, they mean so I don't float away.
Please.
Right.
That's pretty good, Dom. That's pretty good. What else is going on? Ooh, speaking of sexy, Reese's.
You really didn't think of that at all?
No, I didn't think of it at all. Like, I was looking at
you
the pictures.
You have been married 17 years, haven't you?
No,
15, 15 years.
Doesn't mean anything.
14 years.
That
I don't know.
It doesn't mean a damn thing. I just
that
said.
That you don't even think of that at all.
I get to see Nicole in the afternoons now. So.
That's You're one, such a big talker.
That is one aspect of the pandemic I will be missing.
You're such a big. And we all know
you
about
could text
people.
Her. You text her right now. You text her.
I'm texting her
right
now.
And say, what do you guys do on your lunch break, Nick-Nack?
All right, I'll text her.
Speaking of getting sexy, Reese's just announced a new type of peanut butter cups. But here's the deal. They're all peanut butter. No chocolate. You got a peanut butter shell with peanut butter filling, and you just gobble that down. And I also posted a picture of that on our Facebook. It actually looks really good.
It looks fine.
It's double peanut butter. I mean, how can you screw that up? It looks really good. So, are you still texting her? We got to do clickbait.
I'm talking with your wife. Hold on.
Stop it. Hit the little ding-ding thing there.
Clickbait.
Go to our Facebook, search Dom and Jeremy.
Yeah, I just texted,
Facebook.
What are you wearing?
No, you know what? You know what?
Oh, she replied with a picture.
Oh. Is it that same hoodie that she's been wearing for the past week? Pandemic clothes?
Not a hoodie.
Oh, cool. Send it to me when you're done. This is my wife you're talking about, Dom.
Hey, well, tell really, her to quit texting me.
Really inappropriate.
Takes two.
Really inappropriate. Let's not get all bent out of shape about our clickbait today. All right, it's a 36-year-old guy named Rudy. He's got an 8-month-old daughter.
Do your Cosby, Rudy.
I wanted to go Rudy. Rudy. The little baby needed to gain weight, and Rudy was like, how did I gain weight in college? And he's like, beer bong. So what he did is he made a formula beer bong for his baby. It's got the tube, it's got the funnel on the top, and a nipple at the end of the tube. And the baby uses it, and there's a TikTok video that's gone viral, and it's helping this little baby gain weight. Of all things, it's a formula bong. Don't be mad at it, all right? The baby's fine. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.